Welcome to the Ruling Class Podcast. I'm your host, J. Robert Zanfordino. In this podcast, I'm excited to share with you all my personal journey and strategies for amassing and achieving financial success, freedom, and independence through all things sales. With years of experience and hard work, I've been working to build a lucrative career in sales. Lucrative to me means being able to repeatedly and predictably earn over $1 million a year, something I have not done quite yet. In each episode, I'll share my insights on sales techniques, mindset, and motivation that have worked for me and appear to be working for me in my quest to repeatedly and predictably earn $1 million a year, along with any interviews with other financially successful salespeople, business people, and whoever else I think can help me on my journey to meet my goal. Whether you're looking to get into sales, just starting out in sales, or looking to take your sales career to the next level, this podcast is for you. So, let's get started and learn how to become sales nobility and part of the ruling class. Thank you so much for tuning in to the fourth episode of the Ruling Class Podcast. My name is J. Robert Zanfordino, your host and founder of the Ruling Class Podcast and salesnobility.co. In this episode, I want to talk about something I had mentioned in episode number 2, personal accountability, and it's meeting follow-up. There's a quote that says, "How you do anything is how you do everything." When I think about the concept of being sales nobility and part of the ruling class, those that are making in excess of $500,000 a year on their way to $1 million in both a repeatable and predictable fashion, I think that there are certain things that you need to do to, again, hold yourself to this standard. And part of that standard is in how you follow up with your prospects and customers after meeting with them. There's nothing I hate more personally than when I am engaging with a vendor who is providing a service to me. It could be doing construction on a house, a car salesman, buying a service, whatever it is, and where I need to continually and routinely go out to them to ask them for additional information based on things that we've talked about. For me, one of the ways that I try to distinguish myself as a rep is how I follow up with my prospects and customers after I meet with them, whether it's over the phone or in person. The first thing that I try to do is I try to hold myself, which I think I mentioned this before, to a standard operating procedure of responding to that individual or that those people, that team, within 24 hours of that meeting. And the response that I provide in that email back to them usually includes for things such as what I've heard to make sure that I captured everything and understood everything correctly. The second bullet point that I call out in this follow-on email are insights that I've derived from A, speaking with them, B, talking with many other people who are going through similar situations, and C, kind of how those two things come together. The third thing that I put in that email is I validate and confirm that I understood their future state and my interpretation of their future state to be correct. And the last thing that I touch on are positive outcomes that they are looking to achieve by going down this path with my service solution, et cetera. Now, I can put this information in a PowerPoint. I do think it is up-leveling if you do, especially if you are good in PowerPoint and can make it aesthetically and visually pleasing to the eye. But for me, that is just one more click that this person has to now click through in order to kind of read these follow-on notes. So, what I typically do and what I hold myself to do is send out this email send it out within 24 hours. And the reason why I put all of this information in the body of an email is because it's one less click for that VP, SVP, CIO, whomever it is to have to click to in order to kind of read the notes. Now, more often than not, these individuals do not respond to confirm that the notes were captured accurately, that you understood things correctly. And when I think about up-leveling my skill set, I think that that is something that I need to be almost unreasonable with in setting appropriate expectations from my prospects that this is a partnership. And as part of that partnership, I want to work hand in hand with them in order to ultimately allow them to effectively evaluate a solution, in this case, my solution, to achieve those positive outcomes that they are looking to achieve. So one of the areas where I think I can get better is A, informing them that I am going to send them this email after the meeting and that I do look for their confirmation that I captured everything correctly. Now, if I don't get that confirmation from them within, let's say, 48 hours, then how do I get better about interacting with them before our next meeting just to validate that everything was captured appropriately? And there's two things or two areas where I think I can improve upon. The first one is after sending that email, I think I can shoot the person a text message within 48 hours confirming that I've achieved everything correctly. Now, the reason why I opt to send a text message to confirm this information is because the quicker that I can cross that divide between a sales individual or sales professional and a buyer and move that relationship to a more personal relationship, the better off that I am going to be to get additional information that can help me throughout the sales process, right? Inside Baseball is the name. So if I can create that personal relationship with this individual by creating this dynamic where they're willing to text me and me text them back, I think that's kind of how you communicate with your friends more often than not. So that puts me on better footing. Now, if they don't respond to that text message confirming that I've captured everything correctly, what should my next step be? In the order of preference and priority from a meeting standpoint, I think we can all say that the best meetings are face-to-face meetings. There's something about being face-to-face with a person that allows you to build a camaraderie with that individual that you just can't otherwise get by talking to them on the phone or going back and forth over email. If you can't talk or meet with that person face-to-face, I think the next best thing to do is pick up the phone and call that person. It's amazing to me in this day and age with all digital technology, email and SMS, Instagram, Facebook, you have all these messenger apps and how reluctant people are to pick up the phone and hear somebody's voice. The amount of information that you can get from the tonality in somebody's voice is priceless, and it's something that you cannot get over email or over SMS text message, especially if you are just starting a relationship with somebody. So if they don't answer my SMS text message, just validating that I captured everything correctly, within, let's say, another 24 to 48 hours, I think my follow-on from that should be following back with that person over a call and leaving a voice message for them if they do not pick up the phone. From there, if I don't hear from them in another 24 to 48 hours, I think that the next best thing to do at that point would be to send a follow-on email, just letting them know that you're looking for validation and confirmation in order to really kind of start to confirm what their level of interest is. To me, sales is no different than dating. There are indicators of interest when you're dating somebody where they show kind of how interested they are in you. And to me, going through a sales process is no different. If someone is not willing to text you back, pick up your phone call, respond to your email in a relatively short amount of time, I know we're all busy. But listen, we make time for those that we want to make time for. And if you are really on somebody's radar and they are really interested in doing business with you and it is a priority for them, then they are going to be sure to answer your calls, answer your text messages, and get back to you in a prompt manner. And as part of that sales process, I am trying to create this relationship where we can move to this place of a bit more urgency from attention to interest to desire and then ultimately action. The other thing I think I can get better at as I look about meeting follow-up is sending a person in a text message immediately after the call ends and thanking them. Thank you so much for your time today. As I said at the beginning of the call, I will send you a follow-on email highlighting all the things that we talked about today, what I've heard, insights I derived, the future state, and the positive outcomes. I believe if you do these things, if I do these things and make it a priority to do these things and do them to the standard that I would expect of myself, then I should easily allow myself to become sales nobility and part of the ruling class. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Ruling Class Podcast. My name is J. Robert Zanfordino, your host, and I truly hope you found something valuable in this episode. Whether you learned something new, gained a new perspective, or simply enjoyed listening, your support means everything to me. If you want to engage with me, head over to salesnobility.co. Thank you again for listening to this episode of the Ruling Class Podcast. And remember, be an audible ready, verbal ninja, and kick some ass.